Fun Fitness. Gym is good for when it's too cold or too rainy, or it just gets dark way too early. But it is not the primary way, or a very good way, to transform your body and stay fit. For example, I live by a bicycle trail that takes me straight to a pier on one of the Great Lakes in Michigan. They even have grills out there. If you bring some sausage, you can cook it. It is an all-day bicycle expedition. It is beautiful, fascinating, memorable, full of fun and joy, and an expression of love of life. But bicycling for 12 or 14 hours, the equivalent of a fat tire bicycle, at the gym, sucks. It is not enjoyable at all. You can't even feed all the cheerful seagulls. An all-day bicycle expedition is something you can totally pull off weekly. It is adventure. But doing the same at the gym every week would feel rather awful. The gym is a compressed and condensed fitness experience without all the little fun and joy along the way. Let me give you a simpler example. Jogging in the snow when there is no ice. The first time I went, it started snowing and snow was getting in my eyes. But I got myself some inexpensive ski goggles, and it became one of my most memorable and treasured outings. The road was full of cars, and I slowly jogged on the sidewalk. My goggles made me feel like I was running towards the South Pole. I felt like an incredibly handsome adventurer. And like with my bicycling, I never ran out of energy or got distracted. I was having a great time and never forgot my snowy experience. I think about it every month. Just like I never forgot my field bicycle repairs on my way to the lake, where you fix the squeaky pedals with a squirt of suntan lotion. Hey, it works. Or that one time when I put up bathroom signs on just about person-sized electrical boxes that pop up along the bicycle trail. I thought it was so funny and clever. But you see, at the gym, your fitness and bodybuilding experience is really compressed. And if that is where you are starting, you do run a great risk of giving up. In short, you have to know what you are compressing and condensing. You have to go out on the great trails and at the very least cross the Appalachian Trail. Get large, muscular thighs and a beautiful midsection. And then, once you know what you are doing, you can come to the gym and make a miniature version that is nowhere nearly as fun as crossing great trails. See, lack of adventure and wisdom is the reason why people trick themselves into sets and reps and lifting heavy. They think that lifting big weights brings big muscles. And they never think about the duration of their exercise. The hikers on the Appalachian Trail walk the entire day. They walk 20 miles a day. A novice bodybuilder at the gym thinks he can grow muscle by just lifting for 15 seconds. That, of course, does not work. They just see what others are doing and they copy them. They think the others know what they are doing, but 15 or even 30 seconds is nowhere nearly enough to tell the body that new muscles are needed, that adaptation is required. It takes several weeks of walking daily to put on those thigh muscles. And if you want the biceps and shoulders, you have to recreate that. It's a great daily non-stop effort. At the gym, you can probably squeeze a day of walking into something like 3 hours of non-stop weighted motion, and it cannot be any less than 5 days a week. You see how perfect that is for adventure, for actually being out there and walking, where you don't really see it as a chore, as an exercise that you have to go through, but as part of your adventure, as part of moving forward, as part of answering the question, what is coming up next? When you are crossing the Appalachian Trail or any other trail with a heavy backpack, you don't even think about taking weekends off. It's all adventure, all the time. You just want to see where adventure is taking you, and the muscles are developing on their own, just as a byproduct of great adventure. Finally, and from the bottom of my heart, as today was a very sunny winter day in Michigan, don't just stand there lifting. Don't just walk in a straight line. Become a dancing legend. Learn shuffle dancing. And dance, especially in winter where there is salt everywhere and your shoes will easily slide on any kind of surface. You never get cold when you're dancing outside. Not only is the sun heating you up, but all that activity and flexing and twisting and turning will prevent you from ever feeling a chill. Whatever your fitness goals, dancing with light dumbbells will get you there faster and more beautifully.